to the Rosman Experience with your host, Rick Rosman. For the past 32 years, Rick has been a well-known name in the world of finance. He continues to follow his passion for volunteering and working with charitable and nonprofit organizations. His dedication to education and the youth of the Los Angeles area knows no bounds. He loves his work and strives every day to make a difference in the world. We invite you into the Rosman Experience to enjoy Rick and his many guests who will be bringing you their stories of philanthropy and volunteerism and introducing you to the many ways you can become involved in your community. It's time for your host, Rick Rosman.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to another edition of the Rosman Experience. Coming to you on the Easy Way Broadcasting link. So if you go to easywaybroadcasting.com, you see the Rosman Experience. We come to you every Sunday at 4 o'clock. Every Sunday at 4 o'clock, we do something different. We do something special. We do something that you don't hear too much about because we don't charge our guests, nor do we have a commercial. Oh, my God, you might say. And we highlight a nonprofit or somebody that's making a difference in the community. We've had everybody. We have people represent from the homeless community. We have people represent the refugee community. We've had people represent the hungry. And today our guests will be people, two wonderful human beings that are representing the educational experience. Well, let me digress for a minute. Go to rickrosman.com. You find a little more about what we're up to. And the Rosman Experience on the easywaybroadcasting.com. Some of the things that we're up to and a little bit about, you know, just in the last week, and I'll digress for a minute, at the Finance Leadership Award banquet last Wednesday, your host was asked to give the Lifetime Achievement Award to none other than Lou Gossett Jr. Tell me, that was an opportunity of a lifetime. That was a great experience. You can go to the blogs, rickrosman.com, and see the photo. It was amazing. And Lou Gossett Jr., who's in his probably in his 70s, an Academy Award winner and quite an accomplished actor, also is involved in so many areas, including worrying about education, but worrying about those that don't necessarily have anyone to speak for them. Being around that person, that man was a complete honor, and one this host will cherish for the rest of his life. Also, last Tuesday, there was an article, front page article in the Washington Times. Go to Washington Times. Rick Rosman, and you'll see a full-page article on the front page dedicated to some of the stuff that we're doing. They called it From Nigeria to the Homeless in L.A. It was quite humbling to see that. But going back and a little bit about me, I'm married to wonderful wife Sheila, who absolutely supports me in everything that we do here. As a matter of fact, Sheila sometimes says we don't give enough. Sheila herself is over at UCLA just finishing up and has taken the MCAT. And for those of you who have ever been through that experience, she has a degree in immunology, biology, and genetics and is going on to the next step. The next step is MCAT, medical school, and we're going through that whole situation right now, which is quite intimidating. And also getting rejection letters are quite interesting. We enjoy traveling. We enjoy running. I do marathons. I try to do 8 to 10 a year and half marathons and everything else. We're both passionate about making a difference in the world to the marginalized parts of our society. Our involvement with many nonprofits has been, you know, our focus. We are currently working and on the board of Academy of Business Leadership, which does business plans for inner city kids, and they actually come up with business plans judged by real entrepreneurs. Quite an experience that these kids are so creative. AC Green Youth Foundation, we work there with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Watts and South Central. And wow, is that an experience. And AC steps up to the plate. And we also have many folks in the community, and we've had kids out there at the California Science Center, et cetera. So it's been interesting. Osmoa Foundation, there it's working with widows and orphans in Nigeria. For those of you who know Nnamdi Osmoa, yes, he's been in the paper lately. Nnamdi is with the Eagles, and he's continuous in the paper for amount of giving back, let alone his skills as a cornerback with the Eagles. And there we have a school opening up in Nigeria coming up in late May, and also our center opening up on Western Avenue right across the street from Southwest College. I'm on the Cecil Murray Center for Social Engagement. Reverend Murray has been an icon in the civil rights community forever. I say forever with love. His first AME, I guess, for 30 years. And now he works up at SC and teaches theology. And Reverend Murray, I'll segue back. Well, I might as well start there now. By the way, the last one, I'm involved in Steps for Education LA, which is involved in grammar schools, of all things, in the inner city, and how to help these kids get a better education. And, you know, you could see that the areas of interest are education, homelessness. We also spend a lot of time with Miller Children's. Those are the cancer kids down there in Long Beach. Dr. Jerry Finkelstein is a rock star who just, by the way, retired and the Jonathan Jakes Miller Children's. But he's a truly, truly hero. So now let's go back. Let's go back to the Cecil Murray Center for Social Engagement. And this way we'll lead into our guests. By the way, the reason why we do this show, not to make one feel guilty, not to basically crow about what Sheila and I do, it's basically to let people know that they too can make a difference. They can get off the couch rather than watching, and there's nothing wrong with watching American Idol. Hey, I'm guilty. But maybe at the beginning of the year when we had our goals, said this is the year I'll mentor a child. This is the year I'll tutor. This is the year I'll work in a food bank. This is the year I'll work with the homeless. And another month goes by and another month goes by. Very similar, they say, beginning of the year I'll knock off 10 pounds. And all of a sudden here with February's gone. 1/9 of the year is gone. Where are we in those things? Have we done things that nurtured our soul? Because it's in giving that we receive. It's sort of biblical. Seek first the kingdom, and all these things shall be handed unto you. What you do to the least of my brethren shall also be done unto you. That's important. So getting involved is easy as just making a choice. And if anyone has any questions or wants to get involved in any nonprofit, whether it's here in California, and our guests will have some interesting ways to get involved, but also across the country and around the world, there's always a place of need. And I always end this part of the segment with the starfish story, so please bear with me. The little boy, the grandson, and the grandfather were walking along the beach after a severe storm, and a lot of starfish had been washed up onto the banks of the ocean and were exposed to the sun. And starfish do not make it out of the water. They do not survive. And the little boy, out of concern, was picking up starfish and putting them back in the ocean. And the grandfather said to the little boy, "You know, I can't see. It's not making a difference. You got so many starfish that are going to suffer in the sun. You can't really make a difference." And the little boy picked up one starfish, put it in the water, and said, "Grandpa, to this starfish, it's all the difference in the world. To this starfish, it's all the difference in the world." So now let's go back to the Cecil Murray Center for Social Engagement and how we tie it in with our guests. Reverend Murray teaches over at SC, and fortunate and honored to be on his board. But Reverend Murray also is an advocate for inner city education. And our next guests, and here we go, they are the principal and career counselor at Jefferson High School. Sorry, guys, Jefferson High School in LA. Jefferson High School is in South Central. It's got all of the pluses and the wonderful things that these guys have brought to the table, as well as some of the challenges that inner city schools have. And because of Reverend Murray, we've been able to sort of link and to make some headway with USC in regards to helping out in some of the other areas that Jefferson might need a hand with. So I segue that. So when you take a look at a nonprofit or take a look at a thing, how can you connect? And here's one where we're connected to USC and we're connected to Jefferson. By the way, Sheila, I'm on the advisory board of Jefferson, which is an honor. So we're able to segue, and since we've had meetings and dialogue, and hopefully we're going to have some field trips to USC from Jefferson students. With that, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to introduce to you two human beings who make an incredible difference, two human beings who work day to day, every day, in making a difference in the lives of children. They're not in And I say this with love. They're not in Beverly Hills High School, and they're not in Rancho Palos Verdes High School. They are in Jefferson High School. And Jefferson High School is an inner-city school, and they have made a difference. If you were to meet Michael Taft in person, as I have, you'll see that the guy literally has a passion to get these kids up and out and into college. Brian Boyle, the career counselor, same thing. Let's get these kids opportunities. Let's move. Let's rock. Let's roll. So without further ado, I'd like to have the Easy Way Broadcasting Rosin Experience welcome today our speakers, Michael Taft, principal of Jefferson, and Brian Boyle, career counselor. Welcome, guys, to the show.
Thank you very much. How are you doing today, Rick?
Having a blast. Having an absolute blast.
It sounds like you're off and running today.
Oh, I put out on a roll. And Brian, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, we're having. I have too much fun when I get a microphone in my head, Michael. Let that be a lesson. If ever you let me speak down at Jefferson, that you won't get the mic away. But seriously, Mike and Brian, and let's start with you, Michael. You're the principal. Did you wake up? And I think we had this conversation a little bit ago. Were you 10 years? What made you want to be, first of all, a teacher? And then the second thing is, and some people I think is even more of a challenge, is a administrator. And then the third thing is an administrator of a school in the inner city.
Well, you know, when I was growing up back east, I grew up in southern Missouri, went to a small high school, and I really enjoyed my experience there. It was very personalized. Teachers, coaches, community, they were all involved in everything we did. The school was really pretty much the center of activity. And I had some coaches and teachers who I really, really looked up to and really respected. And at about my junior year, I decided that I probably wanted to go into education. And by the time I was a senior, with the opportunity to go on and play college basketball, I for sure wanted to coach and to teach after I got out of college. So I went to 4 years of college in Arkansas, and when I graduated, I got out and I started teaching at a small school there in Missouri. Ended up teaching there for about 8 years, teaching and coaching. Moved to California, went into business for about 10 years, and all that time I was in business, I realized I really, really wanted to get back into education. So I came back into LA Unified at Adams Middle School, became an administrator after being there for a couple of years, and then stayed at Adams Middle School, which is at 41st and Broadway there in South Central. Stayed there for about 15 years. Then I moved to New Technology High School, which is on the campus of Jefferson High School. Opened up that school as a high school. We moved our API scores from 457 to 732. And then I was moved over to Jefferson High School to undertake the rebuilding of the educational system there. And I've been there for 3.5 years, and I absolutely love it. I feel that we've come a long ways, and I think we've got a long ways to go, but I really, really love the kids, love the community, love the parents, and especially love all the business partnerships that we have established in the last 3.5 years, and that would include you, Rick.
Wow. I never knew you were out in I thought I learned something new about Michael today. So you were out there in the business community for almost 11 years?
Yes, I was. I was in construction. Did a lot of work in refineries and in different areas like that.
Okay, Brian, what about you? How did you wake up one day and said you're going to be the career counselor at Jefferson, or is that something that you worked your way to?
I think my path has been a little bit accidental getting into education. I always loved to work, from being a paperboy at a very early age to being a dishwasher and going on to doing a lot of things in high school that way. I ended up going to film school. I went to NYU Film. After you got out of art school, there isn't like a lot of jobs available. So I drove for a car service for Fidelity Investments and got to understand that end of that industry a little bit. And then I moved out west and worked in Hollywood. I was in post-production at DreamWorks for a while, and I also was a director's assistant. And I just one day decided to volunteer at a day laborer center downtown, probably to see if I could learn some Spanish, but also see, you know, if I'd like teaching. And I was really struck by the gratitude of the gentlemen who were there. I've never really felt that feeling before in the film industry. Just a complete, utter, you know, you know, graciousness towards me and towards helping them. And even though we're from totally different worlds, it was a pretty fulfilling experience. And as it turned out, the principal of the Ella Unified Adult School, who was operating that satellite, said she knew of my volunteer work and said, you know, if you want a job with us in the summer, you can basically substitute for a teacher. And if you hold the numbers, we'll put you into a class in the fall. And I was like, sure. And I didn't even, you know, I was seeing how it went, and it actually went real well. I found that I love being in front of the class and trying to inspire and get them to think that they have a place here in the country and all that with the adult ESL students. And then it rolled into being a coordinator position of helping them. It was a federal program that helped adult ESL students understand community resources, like how to access low-cost or free legal services or, housing discrimination organizations, that type of thing. And I found that counselors at LA High and LA Adult School would come to me for problems with their kids and say, Brian, what's the resource for this? What's the resource for that? And I said, gosh, I like that part of it. I like the resource end of it in brokering resources with students. And so I went to USC for school counseling. And I just happened, my first job was the career counselor at a new high school downtown called West Adams. And that was back in, I think, 2006, 2007. And it was a perfect job for me. I could give a lot of my own experiences into it. And I felt like I could be more of a coach and motivator with it than I could, say, if I was in the classroom. And because of the budget cuts, they eliminated the position, but Jefferson had a school improvement grant, and that's what got me in over there to be the career counselor there. I think I was recommended by a principal from West Adams to Mr. Taft. And that's how I got into it.
Wow. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just stop for a minute, and before we go on to what's going on at Jefferson today, here are two guys from two different diverse backgrounds. Michael's out of Arkansas, played basketball. I didn't know that, and ended up coming to L.A., works in construction, worked in the energy industry, and then came to education. And then you have Brian, who was in the media area, NYU Film School. I mean, that's just as good as it gets, and made a living there, I imagine, a good living. Both these guys could probably make a heck of a lot more money outside than they do in the teaching profession. We won't get into that. But here they gave up so much on one side to make a difference. When the calling came, they knew it was there. Now, I'm not laying a guilt trip on anybody listening. But if these two guys can make a difference from where they were to where they are now, anybody else could possibly get out there and say, hey, you know what, this is for us. This is what we want to do. This is how we're going to make a difference. I'm lost. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm here.
All right, so going out further now, so what we're going to do is, Michael, can you tell us what Jefferson's up to today?
Well, that's a pretty big question, Rick. We're doing a lot of different things in a lot of different areas, and I kind of break them down in the educational area. And in the educational area at the school site, we're trying to improve our math scores and our English scores and our science and history scores so that our API will go up. Our teachers are working very hard at professional development and trying to improve their best practices on a daily basis, and the students are coming to school at a better rate, and they're learning more and more each day. Last year, our API went up 43 points, which was phenomenal. One of the things I'm most proud about on the educational side of the ball game is that we also improved our graduation rate last year by 20%, and our suspension rate went down from 400-plus day suspensions to 3 only days of suspension at Jefferson High School. So those are areas that we're extremely proud of. Our parent involvement is getting better and better each and every day. And for sure, our community relations and partnerships with businesses and communities and colleges through the very diligent work of Mr. Boyle has improved immensely here in the last 2 years. So those are kind of the things that are going educationally at our school site, and we want to keep those things moving. Other things such as extracurricular activities, the sports, the band, debate club, flags, leadership, all of those things are up and running and doing what a comprehensive high school should do and have for children to be able to enjoy a full high school experience. And another area that Brian and our college counselor and all of our college our counselors have helped at is exposing children to college opportunities by taking field trips and things of that nature. And of course, we thank you for the field trips that we've been getting through UCLA and USC. Yeah. Those just further expose our students to the kind of careers that we can hopefully have them go into when they get out of Jefferson High School.
Wow, that is now tell me about how you increased the scores. That's pretty substantial, and so there. I imagine it's been intense. And Michael, I don't know whether you have a saint or a martyr for a spouse, but I imagine the hours you put in are pretty intense. But you know what's the magic bullet that you've done to get those kinds of results? That sounds exciting.
Well, believe it or not, Rick, there's no magic bullet. It takes a lot of people every day working as hard as they can possibly do to convince children that it's education is the most important thing that they can be doing from the time they walk into a high school to the time they hopefully graduate. And it takes a lot of adults, a lot of parents, and a lot of hard work each and every day. Sometimes one of the most discouraging things that our adults at our school go through is they don't feel like they're making a difference on a daily basis, but in reality they are because they come there and they make personal connections with our kids, and they fill gaps in that child's home life as well as their educational life. And it's a daily job. Every time you walk in there every morning, you come in there, you don't know what issue is going to walk in the front door that morning, but we feel we're prepared to deal with it, and that's what we do. We work at it like a job every day.
Michael, that's fantastic. Brian, from your point as career counselor, what's going on in your neck of the woods over there at Jefferson?
I viewed my position coming in with the school improvement grant was really just to plug the school into the city, get the students connected to any type of work opportunity out there, whether it's an internship or a job, or if it's a mentor program, or if it's volunteering. I'm a big proponent of volunteering. A lot of our students don't have any experience with work, and that's the first place they should be looking to get experience. But, when they brought me in, they really wanted the school to be connected to the programs around it. And because of the budget cuts, a lot of the positions for career counselor have been kind of pushed back. And I saw it as an opportunity to really come to a school and really plug the school in. And I think what's going on now is just a growth of mentorships and internships with the private sector. We have relational mentorships. Every week students leave to go to Viacom and Warner Brothers to meet with their mentors there. And it's not necessarily to get into the film industry or media industry, but to have another point of contact, another adult in their life to bounce things off of and also see a different world that they don't see normally down in their area. We have an engineering program that meets every other week after school, where we're partnered with Gensler, who's an architectural firm downtown that, was very involved in LA Live and very big global projects. And Hemphill Phelps, a construction firm that's also doing major construction on the MLK Hospital and Southwest College. The year's grown and it's been great. The Loyola Law School has a mentoring program. Some of our best students go to that every week. And some of our students leave school after lunch and have paid internships with the Department of Water and Power's engineering department. We have a partnership also with the LA Chamber of Commerce that basically helps the school with other internships at Kaiser Permanente, H&R Block, and other law firms. I can't say enough on my end how I think the experiential piece is big. I think it's hard for everyone to say you should do this, you should do that, but when a kid experiences it, I think that that's where the growth happens. And that's the beauty of my job. I love my job for that. I've seen almost, I would say, basically miracles happen with students who I felt were just going to go either, you know, to jail or not go anywhere, and they pulled themselves out just by being around another adult who was able to, you know, show them the ropes at something. I think our teachers do a marvelous job at Jefferson, considering the situation. I don't think there's enough adults in the world to cover this, though. I think we really do need support from, you know, the other entities outside the school that need to understand that, you know, sometimes the school, the institution itself, is the family for that student, and the student doesn't have a lot to hang their hat on back at home. And I think Mr. Taft has done a great job at trying to get a staff together that understands that and goes the extra mile for the students.
Wow. By the way, I think we got a caller in. Eric, why don't you bring on the caller on 9774. Hello. Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, is this Rick?
Yeah, this is Rick with Michael Taft, the principal of Jefferson High School in L.A., and Brian Boyle, career counselor of Jefferson High School in L.A., and who are we speaking to?
This is Dennis McAllister from Atlanta, Georgia.
Dennis McAllister from Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, how are you, Dennis?
I'm doing fine, Rick, and I'm enjoying your program. It's terrific, and the topic is right on.
And do you have any comments for Michael and Brian from your point of view? I you're back in the Southeast, they're back in Atlanta. I know there's troubled schools everywhere, and I don't want to use that word because there's opportunities within these schools. Dennis, what are you seeing out there that you heard some of the things that Brian's doing and Michael's doing. Any comments on that?
Sure. We're experiencing in one of our school districts, the governor's even getting involved with ousting a half a dozen of the school board members. My question or my concern and topic with your two guests, how do they cross the line and get into the home and the values that are apparently not being taught to the students and are being picked up through the mentoring program and things that you, Rick, are doing and others to make a worthwhile life out of those students? How much involvement do they get into the homes? And would they support vouchers and charter schools and other kinds of things that would promote success and opportunity?
All right, Dennis, thank you so much. Let's get an answer from Mike and Mike's perspective and Brian's perspective. First of all, I know there's huge amounts of outreach to the parents and getting parental involvement and trying to instill the values. Michael, what's going on over at Jefferson to accomplish that?
Well, Rick, what we're trying to do is we're trying to personalize the educational process, which means not only making a connection with the student, but making a connection with the community and the parents as well. I believe that a parent, if given support of their local public school, which we are a public school, if they give the type of support to us that we want them to give us and participate in their child's educational outcomes, I believe that child's going to be successful. I think it takes a team, parents, community, businesses, schools. I think we all have to work together as a team. And if you get that type of powerful team put together, that child is definitely going to be successful. And especially in a situation where you have, the economy is terrible, the unemployment is high, crime rate is high, all of those things add to the issues that our children bring to school every day. So it's even more important that we at Jefferson High School personalize that educational process so that child can stand up on both feet, walk to school every day, and get an education.
Amen. Amen. Brian, any comments?
I do. I have two. In terms of the personalization piece, part of being a career counselor, I made it a point to survey the entire school on all the students on their interests, and I keep a database of that. So when things come in, or if I see a large grouping of a certain interest, I will put together, you know, speaker events, or I can get to these students if I have opportunities. To speak directly to Dennis's question, this year has been a remarkable year for us, and Mr. Taft didn't bring it up, but we have two programs going on right now, one with one called One LA, which basically, organized our feeder schools and us to come together, parents, families, students and faculty to discuss the problems in the community. And then we just recently, 2 weekends ago, attended the mayoral forum so we could bring up South LA's issues, not just in a individual way, but in a much more organized group way, so they understand that the schools are together with the families. We also have a program after school for not just the kids with the highest GPAs, but the ones who want to speak out about what's going on in the community. It's called CD Tech, Community Development Technology. And they've been with the students for the first half of the year, getting them to discuss and identify issues that are going on in their homes and in the community. And then they're going to be training the students how to advocate for those problems. And right now the students in the program are entered at LA Trade Tech College in a social media and community advocacy course. So those have been two things that have kind of been going on that are parallel to linking our school further into the community. And then the last thing, part of our school improvement grant, which is mandatory, that all the teaching staff has to do home visits. And all of us have had to go into the homes of students at least 6 times a year, and it's sobering. You think you know the community. You don't know it until you go into the homes and you see the walls are basically sheets, and you have a very good idea now where these students, come from. And I think all the schools downtown, if they're not doing it, should. That's probably the best I can answer Dennis's question.
Wow.
Brian, that is amazing, Brian. I mean, you go into the school, the teachers are mandated to go into they're mandated to go see the kids in their home environment at least 6 times a year.
You go see their families, meet their families, and have discussions. And it's usually for students who are more at risk than the other ones. That's always been my take on it. But if Mr. Taft talks about a personalization piece, that pretty much is as deep as it gets for me.
That's as deep as it gets. And I imagine that there's also the good stories and also probably the sad ones. And I really appreciate it. And Dan, Dennis, thank you for calling in. Folks, you can follow us on easywaybroadcasting.com, and call-ins are 914-338-1303. Today our guest is Principal Michael Taft and Career Counselor Brian Boyle from Jefferson High School in L.A. And I'll tell you his personal experience, which Coach Jason Anderson, I have some personal experiences with Jefferson that goes back to my principal for a day. When principal for a day came up, that's how I got to meet the people at Jefferson. And since then, the relationship has come on. L.A., the Chamber of Commerce has a principal for a day program. And so in a nutshell, you go down and you're principal for a day. However, one of the interesting things that happened just recently is that Jefferson made the playoffs in basketball. And I'm not sure when was the last time he made the playoffs, but I got to meet the team, I got to talk to the team, and I had a blast, and I got invited back to sit on the bench as they played Locke High School at Locke. And Jefferson held them tight for the first half, and Locke was a bigger team. It looked like a stronger team in terms of physical size, but Jefferson played their heart out, and it was a great game. But being able to experience the school at that setting, and it was just a remarkable experience. If you think that something different in South Central versus another school, no, the experience was the same. The cheerleaders, everybody had a great time. I had a great time. I wish the score was the other way, but it was a great time. Right, going back to Mike and Brian, you're talking about the things that are going on in the school, and that's wonderful. What is it that is your biggest? Okay, what is the fulcrum right now? What do you guys need? If you could make, snap your fingers and get somebody out there, an angel shows up in time, talent, or treasure, or the bureaucracy in the governor's office all of a sudden loosens money. What is it that is the most pressing need from your point of view, Mike, today at Jefferson?
Well, with the budget the way it is, next year we'll see further cuts at our school site. And without the school improvement grant, we'll be cutting some of our counselors and things of that nature. So if I had a magic wand and I was asking for something special, I'd be asking for some kind of grant that would allow me to hire back a couple of the counselors that I'm going to have to let go at the end of the year. So if there's anybody out there that'd like to make a donation to a 501(c)(3), we'd be more than welcome to take it.
Well, there's your chance for the commercial, Mike. How would they, if they wanted to do something like that, do they call you? Do they visit? Is there a website? What is it that, in order to make that happen, is if you go to the Jefferson website, is there a place to donate, or should they call you at the school? What's the best way to accomplish something like that?
I would want them to call me at the school, and we'd need to talk, and I would love for them to come in and take a look at the school, because I'd want them to see exactly why they would be doing what they were doing. I wouldn't want them to not know and be a part of what we're doing there. We want them to be a full partner in what we're doing at Jefferson. So if they wanted to call, they could definitely call and ask for me. Our number is 323-521-1200, and my secretary will put them right through to me.
Phenomenal. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard something that's very poignant. And I don't know whether the layoffs are across the board in the LA Unified or if they hit one school's district or one school harder than another. But Mike just said that he's going to be losing two counselors. He said counselors. He said plural. And this is Jefferson High School. These are the kids that already come from, and you heard some of the issues, and all of a sudden they're not going to have the counseling that maybe would be the incremental person to put the light on and put the heart in and see the motivation to get through high school and beyond and be a contributor to society. Somehow, and this is from your host's point of view, it seems to be shortchanging the system and hurting the folks down at Jefferson. So it is a 501(c). Like, I'm a financial advisor. I've been one for 33 years. There is still tax deductibility in giving away money to 501(c)s. My challenge is, I've done it, go down to Jefferson, get Michael to give you a tour. And believe me, you will come away with a feeling of, wow, this is really something you get involved in, and it's exciting. And Michael will give you a tour. And if you so are so convinced after you see the tour that, you know what, that your time, talent, and treasure could go somewhere, it can go to Jefferson and keep those counselors there so that the great work that they've done so far will continue. So that's the first thing, is that call him, 501(c), it's tax deductible. Like I said, I'm a financial advisor, so I know it's still tax deductible. They're talking about changing some of that, but right now it's still in the law. And by the way, California just went up to 13% for you high net worth folks. So here's a way to make a difference, because it is deductible against California. Check with your tax guy. But anyway, go in, see Mike, take a tour. And if you want to, hey, ask for me. I'll go down there with you and take a tour, and you'll see the difference. Brian, from your point of view, you heard what Mike said. What is the fulcrum that you see from your point of view, or does it mirror image Mike's?
It reflects it a little bit. I my end of it's more, like I said, it's getting the kids to, you know, be exposed to places they've never been before, getting them the experiences that they may not see in their own family. And I think the uphill battle, because of, you know, the poverty and transient nature of the neighborhood, they're, you know, we get students where there's this malaise, where it's like it's very hard to motivate, you know, someone who doesn't feel that there's a future or a defined future in front of them. And I think, you know, my biggest cause, and there's a bunch of them, but the one, if you can ask for one, it's trying to make the educational system relevant. We have so many obstacles with kids with electronics, with making poor choices, you know, that are a lot easier than staying in school. Mine, if I had anything to ask for, would be just to have industry welcome us more in terms of getting, you know, our buses out to their sites, so students can see what, you know, what a child development program is, or a graphic arts media company is, or getting them linked into things that meet their interests, and then tying that back to the academics. That's what I do in my office every day. I get so many students coming in just want to get a job, and I don't have a lot of jobs, but I can certainly talk to them about if they have a quiet dream of something that they want to shoot for in the future, but they don't want to bring it up. And once I know that, you know, my radar is out for him. I'll try to get him into some program, get him on a field trip, include him in on a guest speaker panel, so they can see, you know, people talk about their industry. That's really the big thing for me, is just the exposure and the experience piece. Yeah, sure. I could mention about five areas where we need, you know, funding for things and everything like that. But our uphill battle, you know, is getting the students to graduate and have a plan when they get out of school, whether it is college or whether it is a training or something like that. That's the battle for the Career Center.
And Brian and Mike, that is poignant. Speaking for the host, and ladies and gentlemen, not to make it out there like, oh, look at the host, but over the last few years, here's a couple of things that we did with Jefferson Kids. Number one, my wife Sheila took a few of the Jefferson students, the AP students, the bio students. My wife is up at UCLA in the bio lab, and she got a tour arranged for Jefferson students in the biology lab. Okay, did it take a Herculean effort to do that? No, it just said, hey, she went up to the boss in the lab and said, would you be okay with this? They were thrilled. And from what I gathered from the feedback, and correct me, Mike and Brian, if I'm wrong on this, but from what I got back on the feedback is that the kids were stoked. The kids were just enormously happy. Here they were working with renowned PhDs up there at UCLA. They got a chance to work one-on-one in a bio lab that happens to work on genetic research in heart disease. So here the kids were exposed. Second thing, you heard it said before, you heard me say I'm on the Osmo Foundation board. We provide, last year and this year, 18 Jefferson kids get to go to the gala, at the Biltmore and experience what a gala is like and see maybe some role models that have achieved success in whatever modicum they are, whether it's the arts, entertainment, sports, that type of thing. And they see everybody from Rick Eisen to Nnamdi Asamoah to Willie Brown, the famous cornerback from the Raiders, who's now in his 70s. A.C. Green was there. The kids get to see folks like that and maybe say, hey, if they can achieve, I can achieve. And here's one that we really got a kick out of. The Union Rescue Mission, as well as Olive Crest, had golf tournaments. And Jefferson has a golf team, and we were able to buy foursomes. So we supported the charity, and then we gave the foursomes to Jefferson Kids. And the Jefferson Kids got to go. The Jefferson students got to go to the golf course and play right along with everybody else. One was the Wally Joyner tournament, and the other one was at up at Trump. And everything was just absolutely remarkable. They got to stay for the dinner, see the auction, and everything else. And the last thing, and I haven't done this in a while, at a previous firm, because I'm with my current firm the last 2 years, but we hosted a group of Jefferson Kids in my office. So now that's where, now if everybody did, okay, that's over a 4-year period of time. There's maybe 6 events. And by the way, the Osmo Foundation's coming up on the 13th. We already told Brian and Michael we want 18 students plus 2 chaperones to show up. If everybody can do something like that, it gets the field trips going. One of the things that I've noticed in my experience with Jefferson and the inner city is to mention that, say, you know, there's really some really some kids there who are capable and can go to USC, go to UCLA and everything else, is that maybe, you know, if by visiting the campuses and getting involved, they will do it. And by the way, I just, Mike and Brian, you need to hear this, because I've already spoke to Sheila. I said we need one more tour this quarter, so we will try to get something together so that the kids from Jefferson will be able to go up and see the lab. Those that didn't, there'll be a new group up there. Now, that's your host. Anybody else listening can do that. Anybody else listening can do something like that, and if I can do it, anybody else can. So, Mike, in conclusion today's show, And I learned so much more about you. I want to go back 1 minute. You said you played basketball. Did you play basketball at Arkansas?
I played basketball in Arkansas, yeah. And coming from a small high school, we played every sport, football, basketball, run track, played baseball, all those things, which, you know, was in and of itself a wonderful experience.
Okay. Did you play in college too?
Yes. I got a 4-year full ride scholarship in basketball.
Okay. I learned that about you. And then you went into the construction industry and something to do with the energy industry. And then you went into education and are now making a difference. And then I heard from Brian, who went to NYU Film School, and through giving back and donating his time, all of a sudden he ends up as a career counselor. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's two guys who are giving it all, and I think I'm probably on solid ground to say that they could be doing probably a heck of a lot better economically and not facing the budget cut issues if they both stayed in the fields from where they came from before they came over to education. But they're over there because there's the psychic income of making a difference. Mike, would you give maybe a couple minute talk on closing here? We're going to close it up about what you see in the future for Jefferson, and how that will, you know, what you see in the future, positive and maybe challenges.
Okay. Well, first of all, Rick, I'd like to thank you for everything you've been doing for Jefferson High School. The things that you're doing for our kids at Jefferson High School, which exposes them to many, many different opportunities, is just a wonderful thing. And you put your heart and soul into it. Your wife is behind you, and she's stepped up and done some wonderful things for her kids. And those are the types of things that we're talking about. They mean a lot to our children at Jefferson High School. And the challenges I see are economic and things of that nature. We'll continue to work hard every day at Jefferson to personalize the educational process with our students and our families and our communities and with volunteers like yourself, so that our kids will have an opportunity to graduate and go to a college and be able to do the things that they need to do. Once again, before I turn it back to you, Rick, I do want to honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything that you've done for Jefferson High School.
Wow. You got me there, Mike. It's not enough.
Well, you deserve everything you get, and I know that there's people out there listening today who can serve young people. Doesn't have to be at Jefferson High School, but they can serve young people in their community just the way you and your wife are doing it.
Thank you so much, Mike. But it's about you, Mike, and it's about Brian and what you guys bring to the table every single day. I doubt. I remember when my kids were teenagers. I didn't have the patience to deal with two of them, and you're dealing with 3,000. I don't know, Brian. What about you? Where do you see Jefferson going, and the positives and the challenges?
I think in my sense, I think it's going in the right direction with just creating more relationships with outside entities and building a culture within the school where students believe that they're going to go out and actually succeed. When a student leaves campus at noon and is dressed in a shirt and nice dress pants and a tie, the other students take notice, and they see that student's going out someplace like the Department of Water and Power Engineering Department, and they know. I mean, it's possible for everybody, and it breeds this sort of contagiousness of like, wow, can I be part of that as well? I think I'd like to see that grow. But on another front, in our career tech ed classes, we have a Cisco networking class, we have a print shop, we have an accounting class with, you know, QuickBooks software. I want to see these classes get into, you know, Skills USA competitions where there's an environment where they can take their skills and really demonstrate them outside the school. And I think that will create a culture from the ninth grade up where, you know, academics are the core, but there's these other classes as well that I can get out of school and actually get paid for. You know, I could really, I don't have to start at the $8 an hour range. I could, you know, start at a place where I could probably start to pay rent off of that, you know, and that's where my goal is. I just want to create that culture of, you know, these pathways that really do lead to things, not just a home ec class. You know, I it's out there. We have the resources at our school. It's just a matter of, you know, together a little bit more and creating that culture.
Brian, thank you so much. By the way, guys, isn't there a community event coming up in Jefferson in May? Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Mike, and what that's all about? I think it's on a Saturday, and where the community comes together and celebrates Jefferson at the high school. Can you give us a little bit of a commercial on that?
Yeah, we have our community fair coming up in May, and that's where, you know, we have organizations and parents and students all coming on the Jefferson campus with booths and things of that nature. Alumni Association is there. People putting on different types of little shows for each other. It's a really, really fun event where everybody in the community comes together and celebrates the successes of the school as well as the community itself. So we're looking forward to that in May, and if anybody would like to come by and set up a booth or just come by and visit, that'd be wonderful.
What day would that be, Mike, and what are the times?
You know what? I think that is May the 5th, isn't it, Brian? Do you remember the date?
I believe it is. It's a Saturday. I'm not sure. I think it's the 5th.
Yeah, I believe it's the first Saturday in May, Rick.
And it will go from, what, 10 o'clock to, or was there, what are the hours?
Yeah, it's around, it's 10 to 2. 10 to 2.
10 to 2. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna slowly wrap this up now. I wanted to thank, first of all, if you want to learn more about Jefferson, there you have, May 5th. It's right around the corner. May 5th and 10 to 2, a community fair at Jefferson. You'll meet. You can meet Mike. You can meet Brian. And guess what? You can meet me if you wanted to. But I will twist your arm to give them a check. So maybe, you know, maybe you'll see me and you want to run the other way. But we'd love to see you down there. We'd love to have a tour. If you're interested in a tour of Jefferson, Michael laid it out there, 323-521-1200. Say that you're interested in a tour of Jefferson and supporting the school. And if you have any other questions or concerns, I mean, about it and want to discuss it, I'm sure Michael would be very, very welcome to have the inquiry. So now, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. You heard two guys who are making a difference. You heard two guys that are down in Jefferson, and they have a huge staff of people that are just like them. I've been able to sit in the meetings of the council, and wow, every single one of them has a heart that is bigger than All Outdoors. You know, I go back, and, you know, I have a different job and a different life, and they do it continuously 24/7. So these are the saints of our community. They deserve to be supported. They deserve to have the fundraising. It's a 501(c), and you heard their issues. You heard Brian's issues that he would love to have more industry involvement, more corporations helping, more corporations reaching out to the Jefferson kids and giving them experience, whether paid or unpaid. Paid would be cool, but you know what? Going down and seeing the workplace, like Department of Water Power, that sounds like a great thing, or the architectural firm or engineering firms. Or those are just wonderful opportunities. They need more. And the more exposure away from the day-to-day humdrum of the inner city that these children get, the more likely they will go on to college and then become productive members of society. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we know the educational system. We go to Buffalo, New York, the Bronx, Detroit, Baltimore. There are challenges everywhere. You see what Michael and Brian are doing to get the graduation rates up, to get the test scores up and everything else. Got a long way to go. And it takes people getting off the couch and making a difference. For those of you who have the wherewithal to write a check to make a difference, it's up to us to make a difference. And I know some of you are listening in other cities. Okay, whether you're in Baltimore, I'm sure there's challenge schools in Baltimore. There's challenge schools in Denver. This isn't just an L.A. experience. So please make it a priority. For those religious folks, this is Lent. And you know what? You can give up something for Lent and maybe make a donation. There's the catch, and you'll feel good, because when you give, you do feel good about giving. Mike, Brian, I want to thank you both for being on the show today. First of all, I'm going to ask you, will you guys come back maybe right before the Saturday before? Why don't we schedule it now? The Saturday before the community event, so you can do a real shout-out as to what's going on. Are you guys up to that?
Yeah, Rick, it's been a blast. I've loved this. I can't believe how what a wonderful experience it's been for me. And put us on the calendar a week before the fair, okay?
All right, it'll be the Sunday before the fair. Mike and Brian, thank you so much. Thank you for what you do. Our prayers are with you. Be safe, be well, and make a difference and inspire us all, because that's what you do. So thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Rick, thank you. Appreciate
it. All right, bye, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. Take
care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. Another Rosman experience story. As you've seen, we have had people on this show that have made a choice. Again, it's not a guilt trip. The difference between a Mahatma Gandhi and a Mother Teresa and a Martin Luther King and the rest of us is they said yes. They said yes. They have the same 20, you know what? They have the same 24 hours a day that you and I have, the same 24 hours a day that we all have and are blessed with. And how did you use that 24 hours? Did you give back for a portion of it? Giving, you receive. Also, too, it can be, giving can be very selfish. You feel very good. The endorphins in your head go off like crazy when you're giving. And scientists have even done studies, and I'm not a scientist. I have to go to my wife for that. She's the biologist and the engineer. But when we give, when we see somebody else giving, you know what? The endorphins go off in our head, too. We feel good about it. So my ask is in this show, is that we would love everybody who listens to get involved, whatever community in, wherever you're at, to basically get up and do something. It doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be writing a big check. It doesn't have to be. But you know what? There's senior centers. They need volunteers. You know what? There's Boys and Girls Clubs after school. They need volunteers. And I know that in the South, I live here in the South Bay of California. There's tons of retired engineers who have the math and science skills, who could go down to these Boys and Girls Clubs or the inner city schools and volunteer time and teach basic math. I mean, it comes down to that. You heard Principal Mike ask for money. The budget cuts in California at the LA, at the schools in LA Unified are tremendously big. You heard that some of the counselors may be let go. Brian's not going to like it that I say this, but I understand Brian, who was on the show, might be one of them. How can that happen? And I'm not disparaging the system, but I don't think that's happening in the more affluent areas. And maybe I'm wrong, and if I am, I'll be corrected. But I think Jefferson deserves a career counselor. I think they deserve a career counselor probably just as much or more, maybe more than any other school of that size. It's just amazing. Anyway, on the Rosman Experience, let's go on to other things. By the way, you know we're on the Easy Way broadcast on Twitter. To keep up or follow me, got the Twitter thing going. I got the Facebook thing going. You can check us out on Rick Rosman 1, and to check out the blog on www.rickrosman.com. This coming week, because I'm on Reverend Chip Murray's board, we get to meet over there at USC and also attend a basketball game. Now, I haven't been to a college basketball game since my college days, and it's interesting, I'm on his board, and I went to UCLA, so that's another story, but I will be attending a USC basketball game with the great Reverend Murray, who now teaches at USC and is Community for Social Justice. And also, too, we'll be able to interview him and take some pictures. There is an icon in the civil rights community who, if you sit in his presence, if anybody knows who Reverend Murray is or sits in his presence, you know that you're dealing with a great one. Here's a guy who said yes. I mean, his 30 years at First AME in South Central, the track record speaks for itself. If you're interested in getting to know more about nonprofits, contact us through the Easy Way Broadcasting or Twitter, that type of thing. Just get in touch with us. I know that it's very difficult to make that kind of a leap for those of you who are not used to it. And you just heard it shouted out there. Jefferson, they have their Jefferson has their program coming up on May 5th. With that, you can follow us on rickrosman.com, the Rosman Experience. Next week, we are going to have the guys from Olive Crest. Olive Crest, wow. Olive Crest are the folks that take the really abused children out of when they are removed from households and they move in with in group homes at Olive Crest. And they're Tim Bauer, who runs the Orange County facility, and Bill Bedrosian, who runs the LA facility, are good friends of mine. We sponsored, as you heard, the golf tournament. We did a foursome and put Jefferson kids in there. So two charities made up for the price of one. we were at the Olive Crest Gala a week ago Saturday and had a blast. So those will be our guests. We're going to have Sam Beard. We're going to have Reverend Murray. We're going to have the guest list. Are going to also Lou Gossett Jr. has said he'll do the show. So the list goes on and on and on. My take, my ask, get off the couch, take a leap of faith, make a difference in the lives of those around you. It doesn't take a lot. Just get that out there, and you will have you'll have a good time, and you will get more out of it. Time, talent, and treasure, ladies and gentlemen. If you got the time,